Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 7. Very familiar scripture here. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. Amen. Maybe start verse 6. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 6 there. Amen. The Bible said here, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth.
Yes.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Amen. That seventh verse there said, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth,
yes,
and shutteth and no man openeth." Read just a little bit in the book of Genesis. Chapter 19, very familiar story here, I'm sure, to every one of us. Genesis chapter 19 and the 6th verse there. Amen. Genesis chapter 19, verse number 6. Thank the Lord. The Bible said here, "And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him." And drop down to verse 10 there, the Bible said, "But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door." Amen. Verse number 6 there, the Bible said, "And Lot went out at the door unto them, and Lot shut the door after him." Verse number 10 said, "But the men," them angels that came to visit Lot, "but the men put forth their hand, pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? We need the Lord to touch us and help us right here tonight. I do thank you for another opportunity. I thank you for another privilege of being in your house. I realize and recognize that you are worthy and you are able, Lord, to meet every need that's right here among us. My feebleness, Lord, is truly before me. My inability is ever before me. I realize and recognize that it's you that does the work. I pray that you'd hide us behind the cross of Calvary and let Jesus be seen. For he's the one that's lovely. He's the one that is true. I pray that you'd meet with us in these altars. Touch each and every heart, each and every life. And we'll do what we can, Lord, to do your will. I pray you'd anoint our feeble lips of clay. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. "And the Spirit said unto the church, to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true,
right,
he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth." If the Lord help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach just a simple message on God can shut the door. God can shut the door. Here we read a very familiar story, I'm sure, to each and every one of us there in the book of Genesis. The story about Lot, and he's in a difficult place, if you will. For the Bible told us that he's got two heavenly visitors that have come to see him. and talked to him, and they just got through visiting with Abraham and told Abraham that he would have a son. And now they've come down here and they're in Lot's house, and he tells them and asks them and pleads with them, I want you to come in into my house, and I don't want you to have to stay out in the street tonight. And the Bible said that these men hearkened to Lot, and they went inside the house, and the Bible said, and Lot shut to the door. And we realize why Lot is shutting the door. There's troubling things on the outside that he wants to keep on the outside. There's disturbing things on the outside that Lot wants to keep on the outside. There's sorrow and pain and hurt and all kinds of situations on the outside that Lot knows he does not want in his house. And that's why he shuts the door. And we've all heard it. And I've prayed it and said it myself many times. And we're that way a lot. God, open the door. God, would you do this? Let the door be open. But there are some doors that need to be shut. There's some things that need to stay outside, and they don't need to come inside. And that is the purpose of a door. That's why we lock our doors at night. Oh, there's things out there that we know. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them in this place. I don't want them around my children and my family. And so when we come in, and I come in, and my wife comes in, and my children come in, then we shut the door. And we lock it, for that's all we want inside. And that's what Lot does. And we know the story well. For here comes trouble, and they're beating on the door. And the way the Bible talks, and the way we read in the Bible, it sounds to me like they are going to break that door down. It sounds to me like that they will get inside, even though Lot has shut it, even though Lot is open. Opened it and locked it, if you will. But it sounds like if they keep beating and if they keep pressing and if they keep pushing, they're going to get inside of Lot's house. And we're that way. We can try like Lot and do everything we can. I'm going to shut this door. I want that thought. I want that to be in my house, in my mind, and in my heart. I'm going to shut it out. And if I finds a way to get below the crack, and it finds a way to get between the door seal, and it bothers us, and it vexes us, and it torments us, and in our mind we're praying, I don't want it, get it out, I'm a trying to shut this door. Oh, I feel a good Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I mean, there's times we battle things, And just like Job, and the very familiar story of Job, the Bible said that here come in a man, he opened a door, come right in his house, and looked him right in the eyes and said, your camels are gone. And somebody else come right in the door. And if I was Job, I believe by that time I'd say, lock the door. Don't let anybody else in. But somehow they got in the door. And they said, your sheep's gone. And some way somebody else got in the door. And they said, your cattle's gone. And some way somebody else got in the door. And they said, by the way, all 10 of your children, they are gone. They're dead. They are no more. And then somebody gets in the door and he's sick in his body. Then somebody else gets in the door. It's a friend, a so-called friend that's tearing apart. Another one comes in the door. He tears him apart. Another one comes in the door. He rips him apart. And Job trying to keep it shut. I need these things out. It's making it harder to serve God when these things keep coming in. And that's what Lot's doing. I'm trying to keep them out, but they're too strong. And these two heavenly beings, they pull out inside and they shut the door. And it's just like the ark. If God shuts it, there ain't nothing getting in. If God shuts it, they won't know water. They won't know wind. They won't nobody get inside. And there's some things in our lives you need to let God shut the door. It don't need to stay in. But when it stays in, it's going to cause pain. Somebody talk.
me just recently in the church there where we started pastoring. And they went on a business trip to Dallas, Texas, I think it is. Ain't that where Kennedy got shot? Dallas, Texas. They went on a business trip down there, some kind of job they had to do. And they went down there and they said that every single day, somebody's outside that place where that happened, and they're passing out conspiracy literature every single day. And we know our government has closed that case. We know our government has said, this man right here done the shooting. He done the evil deed. He done the bad thing. And they closed the case. We proved it. We've got the ballistics. We got his fingerprints. And we know where he's at, what he's doing. And he's even confessed to it. We know that that is what happened. But every day there's somebody that's trying to get in the door. I want to open this thing back up. I want to stir up controversy. I want to stir up troubled. And that's the way the devil is. We'll try to shut the door on things. This thing is bothering me and I'm through with it. I'm going to just close it. Don't want it. No thanks. But somehow he finds a way to sneak in. And in that literature, wouldn't you like to see it? Hey! Stirring up that doubt. Stirring up those feelings. But I'm here trying to preach to us and our God. He can shut the door so that thing can never get back in again. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to contend with it. Day after day, year after year, month after month, God can't shut that door. Balaam gets down on his knees. There's somebody talking to him. I want you to do something, Balaam. Well, let me pray about it first, because I can only do what God tells me to do. And he gets down on his knees in his closet by a log or wherever Balaam prayed. And he got down there and he got to praying. And I believe he heard an audible voice. Who is this that has came to see you? And he said, these men are from down there, way down there in that country, and they want me to go curse the children of Israel and the children of Judah. And God spoke to him, I believe, audibly. And I believe he just spoke to him with an audible voice. May not have been that way. He may have spoke to his heart, but I know he spoke to him. And he said, do not go with them. I believe that's pretty plain right there. And Balaam goes out there and he says, I'll tell you what, I'm going to shut the door. I was really thinking about going. I was really thinking about listening to them. But he went out there and said, God said I can't go, boys. And he shut the door. And the Bible said they went and they got some treasures. And they got some money. And they got some important people. And they came back to his house. And they said, what about it? We've upped the price. Shut the door. How'd you get in? It don't matter how we got in. We're in here now. And we're asking you again. Do you want to go? Do you want to heed to us? Hear me. You better let God shut the door on them things before the price is up. Before the thing gets out of hand. Let God close it. I'm here preaching to us. God can. He can absolutely close it so nothing else gets inside. There's one man that I read about. I feel the sweet spirit of the Lord here. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. And he said before he got saved, there was something that he loved. He called it that a poison that he drank. I guess it was alcohol, I reckon. And just reading about it. And he said when he went down to pray, the Lord spoke to his heart and said, give me them keys to everything you love in life, son. And he said, I reached in there and I took one little bitty key off. And it was to that cabinet that held that bottle. And I gave the Lord all the keys. And I said, here they are. Right here they are, Lord. Right here they are. It's everything I love. And he said, the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, give me that one little shiny key you put in your pocket, son. And he said he reached in there and got that little key. And he said, Lord, I don't think I can. I don't think I can shut the door on this. I could throw it down and say I'm done with it, and everybody might holler and worship with me. And in a few days, I might pick that thing back up. I don't know if I can give it to you. And he said, but Lord, if you'll take it from me, I'm willing for you to have it. And he said, I felt it when he reached his hand in my hand. And he got that little shiny key. And he picked it up out of my hand. And he said, I've never suffered with it again. Hear me. The Bible said the Lord or them angels smote the men with blindness. And they wearied themselves to find the door. Where's Lot's house? We want to tempt them again. God shut the door. You'll not get in there. You'll not find it. And God's able to take things that you struggle with and smite it with blindness. He won't find your house. He won't find your heart. He won't find your mind. Our God can absolutely, positively, without a doubt, shut that door. If God closes the case, there won't be no appeals. There won't be no more coming up. Won't be nobody passing out literature. And if they do, you'll be able to walk right by them. And they'll never catch your eye. Hear me just a little while. I am he that openeth and no man shutteth. And I am he said, that shutteth and no man openeth. You believe somebody can get saved deep in sin and never struggle with them sins again? I absolutely believe it. I positively believe it. I've seen some that were addicted to all kinds of different things. I mean, genuinely addicted to them. It had a hold of them. I mean, they'd do their family bad to get them things. When they come down, you don't think they ever tried to stop? Why, sure they did. You don't think they ever tried to quit? Why, sure they did. But they come down and they let God shut the door. They can drive right past it now and not even feel a tug, not even feel a twinge, not even have desire. Why? Our God can't shut the door. And you need to let Him, you need to tell Him, shut this door. Open the door, Lord. Make a way. And the Lord is saying, why don't they ask me to shut it? Why don't they ask me to close it? I'll close that case. Could I talk to you from my heart just a little while? My dad was murdered about 3 years ago. Somewhere around there. Shot him 4 times, 3 in the head, 1 in the heart. My dad lived a pretty rough life. He was on his 3rd wife when that happened. We got 2 letters from his 2nd wife, his 3rd wife, me and my 3 brothers. We want a year's support. I'm trying to let that thing heal. You will appear in court. Ain't no questions to it. Go down there. Got cussed out 3 times. And 1 day. They looked at me and said, that preacher can go somewhere. And I don't talk that kind of way. And got cussed out, hit in the back of the head when they were selling everything my daddy owned. Everything. Right down to his clothes. Right down to every little piece of thing he had. While they're sitting there during that sale, some of her kinfolk sitting right behind me under that tent hit me on the back of the head. Hit me on the back of the head. Cussing me out as I walk down through air. And I'm trying to shut the door, Brother Mike. I don't want to have no bad feelings. I don't want to suffer with this thing. I want this thing to heal. Hear me just a little while. But I can honestly tell you, there is a God in heaven. I tried to shut the door, but feelings got through the cracks. But God did shut the door. And it don't bother me now. It don't come to me like it used to. Hear me, church. I'm simply trying to tell us. I don't know what you battle. I don't know what you face. But we need to start praying. God, shut this door. The world's pulling at me. Sin is a tugging at me. If you don't let God shut it, He'll come in and put thoughts in your heart. He's got in your house, hasn't he? Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's the door He wants in. Is your heart. But God can shut your heart's door. And He can look in the window. And He can see you supping with the Lord. And the Lord supping with you. But if you try to shut Him, He's going to pick the lock. Things battle people before they give in to them. And if you don't let the God of heaven shut the door when you're battling and when you're questioning, they know how to pick a lock. Ain't that what that man told us today? If somebody wants to steal a vehicle, no matter what kind of alarm system you put on it, they're going to steal it. I got news for them. If God locks that thing up, it don't matter how many Slim Jims they got. It don't matter how many tools of the trade they got. They can't get in there. Hear me just a little while. Oh, for the Bible said, no man, nothing. Paul went on and took it a little further. And he said, I am persuaded that none of these things, read it. It lists a whole list there. And somewhere you're in that list. But the Bible said, there hath no temptation taken us, taken you, but such that is common unto man. And there's a man, there's a woman, there's a boy or girl somewhere that God shut the door and they can say, I'm not bothered with it anymore. I'm not faced with it anymore. And if you let God, He'll shut your door. He'll lock up your heart. Hey, hear me, church. I'm simply trying to preach that. God can't shut it. God can't lock it. And nothing can get in. My wife will get us a song. Is something truly airtight? God can make it airtight. Wonder how Lot felt. He went from such fear. They're going to break that door down. They are going to get in. To all of a sudden, them angels pull him in. They shut the door. And they smite everybody outside with blindness. I don't believe anybody ever found the handle. I believe if they'd have stayed in that house, I don't believe they ever would have found the door knob. God will take care of it. Hear me? That God can take care of. Let's say, and with all the good sobering of the Lord is here. Would you like to come and ask Him to shut some doors? Would you like to come and ask Him to slam some doors? Quickly shut it, Lord. Put your biggest lock on it. And don't let them get in here. Oh, they sing, this altar's open. Would you like to come? You know the Lord needs to shut some doors. Come and ask Him to do it. We have not, because we ask not. But if we ask Him, He'll shut them doors. And He'll keep those things out. Those things that don't need to be in. He can shut it. He can close the case. He can stop the stirring of doubt and confusion and questions in your heart, God can shut them doors. While these are praying, there's others. Let him close the door, friend. Let him close.
Oh, the fact is that you're caught in a battle.
Will you let him close it?
And you fear that
if he'll open a door when we ask him, he will shut the door when we ask him.
The fact is, it's raged on for so long. Your steps have grown weary and sore. Oh, but that's
He's able to keep that faith from finding the door knob to your life. He's able to keep those things from finding the door knob to your heart. Keep the heart, guard the heart, protect the heart with all diligence. For there's many that wants to break it down. There's many that wants to steal and rob and plunder. But God can